Yo, dudes, Writhing for Wings here.
Episode 11.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Bitch.
It was a good episode last week.
Here we are with Ganon the Dark Lord, the Link, and Clown. And as a special guest who is turning more and more into just kind of a regular member of the crew, Princess Zelda.
I was about to say, I think I've transcended special guest.
You're a special guest.
I'm so special, I guess.
You are special. You're specialer than special.
Coming from you, Connor, that's a compliment.
Special-eschal.
Special-eschally. Special dicks.
Oh, the dicks.
Yeah. Blow them all night.
All of the dicks. All of them. We have all of them.
This is going so very well.
Our email is writhingforwings@gmail.com. Send us any fan mail you have.
Lol fan mail.
Hey, we have one we're going to answer later.
One. Remember that.
One.
It was only a week.
Yeah.
What?
True.
We only have 27 likes on Facebook. I don't know. Go like us on Facebook. Do that. That's a good idea. Also, Nigel Thornberry. He's important.
Smashing.
Smashing.
Why am I even here?
So how have your week been?
Oh, my week's been sunburnt.
Sunburnt.
Sunburnt. This week. Crazy.
Oh, yeah, sunburnt. I remember that. That was funny.
I'm an ass butt.
When your dog was scratching you.
Oh. I was sunburnt this morning when Gracie woke up and walked on me. I was sunburnt this afternoon when Mila decided to jump up on me when I let her outside.
This is amazing.
I was sunburnt this evening when Matt decided to keep hugging me and patting my shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
I would totally be a dick like that.
Connor, I focused all the dick for you.
Thank you.
Please don't focus the dicks on me.
They're already focused on you. I don't know which more you want.
Oh.
All of the dicks. I told you, we have all of the dicks. I don't know how much clearer I can make that.
Wait, just the four of us? The four of us have all the dicks.
We have all of the dicks.
Oh. Sausage Fest.
Other people might think they have 2012. All the dicks, but we have all the dicks. Sausage Fest 2012.
Yeah.
Hashtag YOLO. You only... Hashtag Yodo, you only dick once.
Why not Yoso?
You only suck once?
You only sew once.
You only sew once?
What is that, like the Asian equivalent?
What?
You only sew once?
Huh?
Makes sense to me, dude.
What?
You're Asian.
So Asian.
That's racist!
So Asian.
You racist bastard.
That's I'm white.
Raven.
Racist penis dick.
I'm black. Black people can't be racist.
You aren't black.
Dylan's black, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Clearly. Just look at my sexy picture.
Don't insult him. He's very sensitive about it.
I was thinking about replacing his black? I was thinking about replacing his face with Nigel Thornberry too. Just trying to Dark and Nigel Thornberry up first. Would it work?
You're Nigel Thornberry black first.
Would it work?
I don't know, maybe.
I like how basically nobody probably knows what we're talking about.
We're starting a trend. Everybody who listens to this show, go use your favorite photo editing software and
that's paint.
Take Nigel Thornberry's face and stick it over your profile picture on Facebook. And then use that for your profile picture? That's the new trend, everybody.
I thought the new trend was accusing Dylan of being black and me a racist.
Hashtag Nigel 2012.
It's what's hip and happening, yo.
Hashtag YONO, you only Nigel once.
Okay, I think we've used indirect YOLO references. Enough.
I like that one. I found that one extra funny.
Hashtag YOYO.
You only yo once?
No, just yo-yo. Like, yo-yo. Like the toy.
Oh, like yo-yo. Okay.
We're bringing back the yo-yos.
Because we're... Okay.
Yo-yos, you know what was fun? Awesome. Yo-yo balls.
The hell's a yo-yo ball?
Oh my god, what are you?
You've never heard of a yo-yo god? Ball?
I'm gonna Google this.
Yo-yo balls are the shit, man.
It's yo-yo.
I was always terrible at yo-yo.
What I was about to say, are we trying to be PC?
Wait, is a yo-yo no,
we're trying to be ball Mac.
A cheater yo-yo where it always comes back to you?
Yes.
Better all go to a Starbucks then.
That's a lame. It's lame.
It's cool you're when lame. You're a kid and can't use a yo-yo, right?
I had to teach myself how to yo-yo. It took like
back
5 years.
Back in your day.
Back in my day. Because I'm so old.
Mr. 20-year-old.
I'm so old.
You are old.
God, you feel I'm like a year short of that, right?
I'm like 2 years. He's still old.
You just graduated high school.
You're still old.
You're a youngster.
You old man.
Better than
sitting
you.
Sitting on your porch with your shotgun. Waving your cane.
No. Yeah. I don't wanna.
Yeah, I'm interrupting you guys, so we move on. We do not need an old versus new argument.
Part.
No.
The segments are okay, but this
no,
is
we
fun.
Do this during everything anyway, so let's just move on to at least a new topic other than age
YOLO.
Discrimination.
Punny joke of the week.
Oh god, I forgot that's a thing. Can we go back to the random stuff,
no,
please?
No.
You need like a drum beat intro.
I want to go back.
You need can't like ever go back. Boom. You only random once.
You only random Tony. Once. And you ended the random.
Tony, what's your punny joke of the week?
My cousin Seymour, the dentist, married a manicurist. And they're not getting along. They keep fighting tooth and nail.
Ha. Ha. That's not really punny.
It's kind of punny.
It's kind of
Tony, funny. Tell him the other one.
But it's from Tumblr.
No, tell him the one that you told Jordan and it killed her.
Like, wait.
Wow.
Do I need to say it?
My Coke dealer cracks me up.
I like that
counts
one.
As my one.
That counts as Matt's?
Yes.
Dylan doesn't have one, I assume.
Everybody I didn't on Tumblr's know we were actually all supposed to get one.
I didn't think we were. I didn't know that was going to happen.
I thought it was a Connor-only thing, and then all of a sudden... Tony's reading them off, and...
Tony doesn't read them off. He kind of lives them.
Yeah.
Dog in a bar.
Mine was, like, a news story headline. Energizer Bunny arrested, charged with battery. I swear to God, it was better than 90% of the other ones on the website I was looking at, so that's...
Get a better website.
Saying a lot.
I'd believe that.
Now, do you regret moving forward, Matt?
Yes.
No, because of my joke.
Ouch.
That is totally mine.
You did not make that joke up.
I didn't make it. Neither did Tony.
I didn't say he did. I just said you didn't make it up.
And you didn't make yours up.
No, I never claimed that either.
And I didn't claim to make mine up either, just that it was
whore.
My donation.
Dylan, wake up.
You're the one that decided to wait till like 10:30 to start doing this.
I did not. Tony and Matt were busy having a date at the mall.
Yes. I was wanting to make it gay myself, but you successfully did it for me. Thank you, Connor.
God, Connor, you just gayed this whole room up.
I already do that.
Connor has that effect on people.
I gay everything up.
Just look at yesterday. Four dudes in a car.
Matt. A very small, compact car.
A very small, compact car.
Matt, two men in a truck.
And then four dudes in a really, really hot room.
No, dude, it was a genuine thing. We saw a truck, and on the side of it, it said two guys and a truck, or two men in a truck.
You're talking about the moving company.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Like, it's a genuine moving company, and I really hope that they patented that before Two Girls in a Cup was a thing.
I think it's been around a while. Also, there's a company called Bimbo, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, they make bread.
It's really funny.
Bimbo Bakery.
I always thought it was really a weird name for a company.
The Bimbo Bear.
Bimbo.
It's actually pronounced Bimbo, but still.
No, it's Bimbo. They're wrong about their own name. They're wrong. They're just wrong.
Okay.
How did we even get news stories?
Moving on.
Go first, Connor. So Tony. What?
Wait, what?
Tony, don't you remember I have music? It was only last week.
Yeah, I know.
But Tony likes being his own music.
Who wants to go first?
Don't matter to me.
I vote Connor go first.
Damn it. Okay.
Connor probably wants to go last.
No, I'll go first. I don't really care.
He wants to go last, but we're not letting him this time.
I don't really care. I'll just go first. Jesus. So the title of my news story is, Are Sweaty Brokers More Ethical?
What?
What?
The subtitle is, If you want to know how ethical your broker is, give them a moral dilemma and see how much they sweat before deciding what to do.
No.
No. So, it's quite a jump from the laboratory to real-world decisions about asset management, but British researchers have found that gut feeling can override rational thought when people are faced with financial offers that look unfair. Even when we could benefit, a physical response like sweating can make people reject a financial proposition they consider to be unjust. The key is how tuned in they are to their own bodies. Researchers from the University of Exeter, the Medical Research Council Cognition and Brain Sciences Unit, and the University of Cambridge gave 51 people a series of offers based on dividing £10 between two people. They found that although an offer to split the money 50-50 was mostly accepted, an offer of less than a fair share was often rejected, even though rejecting it left them with nothing. The game, a version of a well-known psychological test called the ultimatum game, showed gut reactions, especially made under time pressure with incomplete information, can lead to decisions that are irrational from a purely economic perspective. The researchers measured how much participants sweated through their fingertips and how much their heart rate changed.
Connor.
What?
Does this get interesting anywhere?
Remember, he didn't read the article. He just read the title.
Are sweaty brokers more ethical? There, that'll keep you hooked for a while longer.
Even right. As a title, it's kind of anticlimactic.
So basically, apparently you sweat when you find out that a deal you're making might be unfair.
Had no idea.
And I thought it was kind of funny that they had to have these giant tests.
I feel like mine's better.
And why?
My two ones are better.
Why would they measure how much participants sweated through their fingertips?
Dude, they will test for anything.
Or like, test I don't understand.
Anything.
Because I'm assuming, because you said Wait. Your news story, Matt, was like 5 sentences.
Yeah, and we can make a lot of commentary.
I know,
on it.
Like, why does this have an entire page? Like, I'm not even done with it. There's at least 4 more paragraphs.
Well, we can't read all of it.
Well, no, dude, you know why they tested for the sweating in the fingertips?
In the fingertips?
That's a word.
Yeah, why?
They did it because they can.
But why? Yeah,
exactly. Because they can.
More important things to be doing?
It's the United States, man. They do whatever they want.
It's not the United States.
Where was this?
Didn't it give you a hint when I said dividing 10 pounds between two people?
No, I wasn't listening.
I thought they were talking about fat.
No, money.
I wasn't
the
listening.
University of Cambridge.
After the title, I lost interest in your article.
This is London.
I lost interest in your article as soon as you started reading it.
UK, not America.
All America.
Still. They do it because they can.
Somebody else go.
Okay, so Mine was not so much a news article as it was a a series of news headlines, but Connor convinced me to find at least one of the headlines and explain it further.
I like how you call telling you to pick one qualifies as convincing.
I said, go pick one. I'm so good at convincing.
He would be a master interrogator.
Thank you.
So yeah, it was a status posted by one of my friends on Facebook. It's a series of dates and news headlines. So 5/16, MacArthur High School hazmat situation: students, teachers decontaminated after breaking out in rash. 5/19, no confirmation on chemical at Fort Lauderdale International Airport. 5/21, police: man bites woman in Westchester. 5/23, I-285 opens after hazmat incident. 5/24, second Broward School reports mystery rash. 5/25, hazmat called after kids exposed to pesticide on bus. Hazmat EMS respond to Lake County, Florida school. 5/25, disoriented passenger subdued on Miami flight. 5/26, naked man allegedly eating victim's face, shot and killed by Miami police. 5/26, Florida doctor spits blood at highway patrolman after a DUI arrest. 5/27, Georgia contractor bites Lowe's employees, resists arrest. His response to that all was, well, better get my zombie survival kit in order. So
that actually sounds a lot like a wow.
It sounds like shit's going down.
That
zombies.
That's so
2012. End of the world.
Hashtag zombies 2012.
Actually, like in Africa or something, there is a virus going around that they're calling like a zombie virus.
Ugh.
Scary.
Why would you tell me that?
To make you fear the future.
I'll forget about it by the end of the show.
I decided to further investigate the naked man killed by police officer near MacArthur Causeway was eating face off victim.
Good
headline.
Choice.
Okay, so on to reading this. It was a scene as creepy as a Hannibal Lecter movie. One man was shot to death by Miami police, and another man is fighting for his life after he was attacked and his face allegedly half eaten by a naked man on the MacArthur Causeway off-ramp Saturday, police said. The horror began about 2 p.m. when a series of gunshots were heard on the ramp, which is along Northeast 13th Street, just south of the Miami Herald building. According to police sources, a road ranger saw a naked man chewing on another man's face and shouted on his loudspeaker for him to back away. Meanwhile, a woman also saw the incident and flagged down a police officer who was in the area. The officer, who has not been identified, approached and, seeing what was happening, also ordered the naked man to back away. When he continued the assault, the officer shot him, police sources said. The attacker failed to stop after being shot, forcing the officer to continue firing. Witnesses said they heard at least a half dozen shots. Sounds like a zombie to me.
This guy's like invincible.
A half dozen? Jesus.
Miami police were on the scene, which was just south of the Miami Herald building on Biscayne Boulevard. The naked man was killed laying face down in a pedestrian walkway just below the newspaper's two-story parking garage. Police requested the Herald's video surveillance tapes. The other man was transported to the hospital with critical injuries, according to the police. Their identities were not released. The incident, which came as crowds descended upon South Beach for the annual Urban Beach Week hip-hop festival, snarled traffic in the Causeway for several hours. In a text message, Javier Ortiz, spokesman for the Miami Police's Fraternal Order of Police, said the officer who fired the fatal shots was a hero. Based on the information provided, our Miami officer is a hero and saved a life, he said. Sergeant Altar Williams, supervisor of Miami Police's homicide unit, said a man doesn't have to be armed to be dangerous. There are other ways to injure people, Williams said. Some people know martial arts, others are very strong and can kill you with their hands. Investigators believe that the victim may have been homeless and laying down when the crazed man pounced. Police theorize the attacker might have been suffering from cocaine psychosis, a drug-induced craze that bakes the body internally and often leads the affected to strip naked and try and cool off. Miami Herald writers, Alexander, blah, 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 authors, whatever.
Okay, wait. Did someone say that in a text by a police officer?
I know that. I was...
I couldn't stop thinking about that once you said that. Like, how did they get that information?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure on it, actually.
Obviously, they're reading their text messages.
That's not creepy. Or, you know, bad for security.
No, I'm just imagining police officers texting each other, and it's really funny.
Dude, did you, like, see that guy? Oh my god, the guy in car 22, can you believe him?
Did you see what he was wearing? Oh my god.
Did his wife really tell him that was a good choice?
OMG. Fuck. OMG, I just shot a guy. What do I do?
They're shooting at me. Oh, God.
First step, put down the phone.
Hello. This guy was protesting. Guess what I did?
That's horrible. Why are they
I like
texting?
Mine best.
Why are okay. police officers texting each other important information?
It wasn't important information. It was that one of the guys was a hero.
Lol, I'm a hero.
I guess, but still. Seems weird. I guess okay. Who's next?
I'll go.
Okay.
Okay. My article's titled, Indiana Man Arrested with Four Kids Strapped to a Hood of Car.
Strapped to the hood?
Yeah, just let me read the article quick. An Indiana man accused of driving three blocks with four children strapped to the hood of his car was being held in jail Tuesday on charges of drunken driving and neglect.
Well, no, that's not neglect. He gave them seatbelts.
Yeah, Fort Wayne police said the mother of the three children also was being held on neglect charges. The other child belonged to the man. None of the children, aged 4, 5, 6, and 7, were injured. A witness called police Monday evening after seeing a man and woman using a tow strap to tie the children to the car in a liquor store parking lot and then drive away.
That's classy.
Yeah.
In a liquor store parking lot. So,
I found a liquor store and I drank it.
But, hey, Tony.
What?
What's liquor?
There's a few, a little bit more.
Liquor is booze. You drink it and it makes you fall over and slur your words and understand sports.
God damn it.
Police spokeswoman said apparently they were traveling a short distance and believed they would enjoy it. I guess that's what the parents said.
It might be kind of fun.
If I were a kid, I would want to do it. You know.
Sure, like.
That's a sad thing. When you're older, you think that's now. The coolest idea ever.
I'd do that now.
Hey, Tony.
He drove three blocks. What? I'm assuming they were only driving at 25.
But he was drunk.
Yeah, Tony. They were strapped in.
He had a 0.17.
They had seat belts.
He had a blood alcohol content of 0.17.
They had seat belts.
You're
fine.
I stand by that argument. He gave them seat belts. It's better than just sitting them on the car.
Like, he was drunk, but he remembered seat belts.
He remembered tow strap.
How is that neglect? He gave them seat belts. He was abiding by the law. In Indiana...
Does the law say you have to sit in the car?
Well, no, not in a car. But it does say you need seat belts.
No, I know. So, like... He followed the law of putting them in seatbelts.
Nothing.
Not in the seat. In the
vehicle, they just need to have seatbelts.
They just had belts.
They just have seat.
Yeah.
Missing the seat half of it.
So what, if they padded it, would it be okay?
Sir, you need to put cushions on that hood before you can do that.
Yes.
I don't know, what's better, strapping your kids to the roof of the car or letting them just kind of sit in the car with no seatbelt? What's safer?
I think it depends on the crash. I mean...
True. Well, they're kind of screwed either way.
No, you get hit from the side, they might be fine if they're on the hood. Might be in a better situation than being inside the car.
What if the car rolls?
I didn't say the car roll, I just said hit from the side.
Yeah, doesn't mean it can't roll.
They're strapped in.
They get hit by a semi.
From which direction?
Any direction. They're screwed.
They get hit by a semi. Which direction? Hell.
Does it matter when it's a semi involved?
Probably. I mean, from the front, then they're definitely screwed, but from the back, you might be fine.
How well do you think that the seat...
Yeah, how well do you think they were strapped in with those toe straps?
He was drunk. He probably didn't listen to them when they said, ow, that hurts.
Or he did like one crank on it where they're pretty much falling out of the toe straps.
I think it was fine. I would want to do that now.
Father of the year.
Is there anything more to the story?
No, just that. I had another story if you want me to read that, too.
No, I got my story.
I mean...
Okay, if you don't want to hear about dolphins dying of a heroin overdose.
No, that's depressing. I really don't.
I'll leave it at that, and you can go on to yours.
Okay. Woman accidentally swallowed toothbrush.
What?
How? Wait.
Was she... What?
What?
Explain.
I want to say it one more time, just so we can fully understand the situation. Woman accidentally swallowed toothbrush.
How do you...
Was she hardcore brushing or something? Was she just trying to...
Trying to deep throat a toothbrush?
In, I can't even pronounce it, Israel. Like, I can't even... let me try and read this name of the place. Kirat... Yeah, no.
Good job. Good effort.
A 24-year-old woman in... Yes, tell us it's in Israel and then say 24-year-old woman in Israel is furious with a neighborhood hospital because doctors didn't believe she had accidentally swallowed her toothbrush.
I wouldn't either. How big is your toothbrush?
According to UI, Bat... E something Panker. That's a name?
What?
Batil? Yeah, now I can read. Batil Panker, apparently is the name.
Okay.
Was sitting over the faucet with the toothbrush in her mouth when the instrument slipped down her throat.
Say it again.
Yeah.
According to UPI, Batil.
You can skip the name.
I'm sorry, but that name's just interesting. Panker. Was bending over the faucet with the toothbrush in her mouth when the instrument slipped down her throat.
Bending. Wait.
Wait, what?
How, no, like,
the why? She's bending over. Wait.
Bending over the faucet with the toothbrush in her mouth when the instrument slipped down her throat.
How?
What does she have?
I don't know, but I love how inappropriate it sounds.
What gravity world is she in?
I feel like she jammed it down her own throat.
How the fuck? What?
Maybe it was a toothbrush.
Like,
how do you
accidentally
spell that for you guys so you understand?
I understand.
This woman is retarded.
Toothbrush. It may have been a toothbrush, so it went up instead of down. You know, gravity.
No.
At the hospital...
Shut up.
Doctors took an x-ray, but couldn't find anything and sent her home. So, apparently, she didn't have it, but no.
Is that the end of the story?
No. There's three more lines left.
Okay, keep going.
Panker said she felt awful all night... I'd feel awful, too, about lying about swallowing a toothbrush. And went to a second hospital the next day, where doctors took more x-rays and ultrasounds in search of the toothbrush. Sorry, I just think ultrasounds searching for a toothbrush. A toothbrush didn't impregnate her, guys.
Oh, look, there's the arm, there's the legs. You have a beautiful baby boy. Brush.
Finally, they found out her found it in her stomach using a CT scan, which I think I had one of those, and it was the worst experience in my life, though I think the stuff they had me drink before it was either that or a CAT scan, one of the scans, it tasted like Tab, and now I drink Tab regularly.
Uh-huh.
A gastrointestinal or gastrointestinalist.
All right, just sound it out.
Gastrotesticular.
Gastro. One syllable at a time.
Logist.
Use your words.
Yeah. Apparently, a person who specializes in gastroenterology.
Yes.
Used endoscopic instruments.
Yes.
To brush out sparing pancreas from surgery.
That endoscopic would mean up her ass, I believe.
Why not just say anal probe then?
Endoscopic instruments sounds classier.
Well, no, he used instrument earlier in the article. You can't use the same word twice.
Yeah, you can.
I just realized saying that. How many times he said toothbrush in the article?
Yes. It is about a toothbrush. Oh, I
said can't use the same word twice.
That is a daring toothbrush. Avoiding the ultrasounds, avoiding the x-rays.
What?
That is a ninja toothbrush. That's how it got down her throat.
Ah, it makes sense.
Learn from this toothbrush.
It's the attack of the ninja toothbrush.
People need to learn from this toothbrush.
Dylan's Skype is broken. We can hear you typing.
Hello?
Dylan, you can go. You hear?
Oh, God.
Can you hear us?
That's my article.
No, can you hear me?
Yes. Yep.
He can't hear us.
I'm going to hang up on him.
Wait, like he couldn't hear us, but we could hear him.
Apparently.
I would have kept it going and waited him for ask, what are you guys saying? And then tell him total bullshit.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hello.
I can hear you.
There we Yay.
Go. Woo! I don't know what happened.
What?
A message popped up and said all speakers are on mute or something.
You probably hit the mute button.
I didn't touch anything, though. I wasn't even looking at Skype. I'm on Facebook.
Oh, I'm glad to know you're actually really paying attention.
So focused. Dedication.
Hey, my call quality was in, like, the red.
Sure. Introducing our new segment, Dylan Sing Time.
I was singing to people on chat roulette the other night. It was pretty awesome.
Did you show them your penis?
I was about to say, you went on chat roulette and just sang?
Did I was you show them your penis?
I was wearing a scream mask with like a colorful afro. And no, I did not. I showed them my chest, though. And I told them I had AIDS.
Oh.
And then I sang them a beautiful song.
I see. Sounds like most a good first date. You
gonna... Most of them left me, though.
Oh. Well.
I was kind of sad. Oh, also wah, one I really wah, care about, but... Wah. Wah, wah, wah. They always leave me. Always leave me.
All right, are we doing excellent and abhorrent, or are we just...
Sure.
If you want.
Welcome to the excellent and the abhorrent. Who goes first? I went first for news.
I'll go first. Get this shit over with. Well, my excellent in the past week.
Yes.
Is graduating college and making high honors for the first time in my life. Yeah! Go me!
Nice.
And abhorrent, being jobless, basically. Because I need money.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't have an abhorrent. I didn't plan this out. I just kind of...
Wow, you changed so much in the past week.
That was scary.
Never planning anything. Ever. I hate you.
I could have said my abhorrent was hanging out with you the other day. Ouch. Yesterday? Was that yesterday?
Yes. No.
Couldn't have been too long ago, right?
It was yesterday. It actually was. Yes, yesterday.
Okay, it was yesterday. I wasn't... My days are all screwed up.
I don't remember days anymore.
My days are all screwed up.
Who's going next?
I guess I'll go.
One of you three.
I'll go. Matt's I'll do it. Go. I'll do this shit. I'll get this shit on the road. Okay. I guess for an excellent, I'm also going to be doing a stupid mindless plug and saying it was today where I hung out with Tumblr user Hussybot and Tony at the mall and bought
also
me an awesome
Tumblr user. I am Tony Sexual currently.
Don't keep your Tumblr names long enough to count as a Tumblr user.
That's why I say currently.
It will be changed by next week.
Totally.
Yeah, that's how often it changes. I don't... What?
Nothing. But yeah, and... Abhorrent... I need to inform you all right away. Tony is pregnant.
Oh.
And it's mine.
Wait, what?
Oh, okay.
Dear Lord. This is news.
That's...
When is it due?
I figured it would happen at some point.
Matt, give your actual one.
Congratulations.
That was my actual one, Tony. You didn't... I told you this like 3 times. You fainted each time, though. So I kind of gave up on trying to explain it to you. But you're doing well. You're conscious right now.
No.
Yeah, have you not noticed
the fainting? Good job.
No.
You haven't noticed the morning sickness or anything?
What?
The really big belly that's starting to form?
What?
Did you think that was just from all the food you eat?
Speaking of food, I'm hungry.
You're staying here.
You're eating for two. What do you expect?
Yeah, you're eating for two, man.
Possibly three. You know, the doctors aren't too sure.
Hey, it might be 9. Could be the next Octo Mom.
With 9 children, yes.
No, eating that for 9, including himself.
That's true.
The 9 includes himself, Matt. Matt. Yep.
Feel better that I have a different one. And it's that I like having my job, but there are so many hours of the daytime. I kind of wish I could just get morning hours, so then during the evening I could talk to people.
You don't get to talk to people ever, except right now.
Yeah, only you guys.
We're cool.
We're awesome. I'm the best. You all suck.
I'm sorry, just I don't kidding. Do that for you, Dylan.
Just kidding.
All right, Tony or me?
I'll go.
Okay.
Okay, so my excellent, I feel like I had a different one before, but this one kind of overlapped it. I bought Sherlock Season 2 on DVD at FYE today.
Nice.
Yes.
I started watching the first season on Netflix. I haven't watched the third episode thing yet, though.
The third episode is boss.
I assume it will be.
Yeah, I bought season 2 because they don't have it on Netflix yet, and I don't know when they will. And I prefer to be able to watch it in good quality rather than on my computer.
Torrents.
I mean, it's decent quality on the computer, but
torrents.
I don't use torrents because Comcast knows about them.
Oh,
Comcast is so nice about it too. Like they'll tell you, yeah, you're kind of doing something illegal here. We won't tell anyone, but can cut it out.
Yeah, my parents didn't like that though. So,
well, do they detect just seeding?
I don't know what it was. They seemed to detect it even when I did my best to hide it. So,
that's the thing. Comcast can see pretty much everything you're doing. The thing is that often they just don't care unless you're doing it way too much.
Just like, hey, we'll spot you this one, but stop.
Hey, man, that's kind of illegal.
I'm sorry. We'd rather you not keep this up.
I mean, I guess if you keep it on a low pace,
Like, basically, you need to be confident that it makes it look like you have no idea what you're doing and that you don't know it's illegal.
Okay.
So,
glad I don't have Comcast.
Me too.
And
I don't do any of that. I don't partake in your illegal activities.
Well, I never said I did it. I have a friend.
I don't partake in your drug selling.
A friend named Ronak. What?
Ha ha.
Tony, what's your abhorrent?
What, Tony?
My abhorrent is sunburn. Correction, my abhorrent is me being a dumbass and not using sunscreen.
I was about to say, wouldn't you being a dumbass be your abhorrent every week then?
My abhorrent is me.
No. You masochist, stop it.
My abhorrent is me.
No.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
One cannot successfully be their own abhorrent.
That's not how this works.
One cannot be their own kismesis, Tony.
Tony, that's written in the rules. Didn't you read the rules?
But
the rules of writhing for wings that we wrote.
The rules.
They're at least 40 pages long.
The rules are on fire. Wait.
All right, I'll go.
Go.
I'm split between two excellents now.
Is one me?
No.
Yeah.
One of them is me graduating high school, and the other is Tony's sunburn.
Wait a minute.
Just a minute?
We have to wait a whole minute?
Yep.
I don't think I can wait that long. I don't think I can bear to do it.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one would be my excellent. They're both amazing. Or maybe my excellent wouldn't be Tony's sunburn, but Tony's dogs who insist on scratching his sunburn. Which I think is kind of funny.
Shut up.
His dogs don't know any better.
I think they totally do.
Yeah, probably.
Tony, like, look at this fucker. Let's scratch his sunburn.
They say not to bite the hand that feeds you. They say not to bite the hand that feeds you. Dogs do it all the time.
And my abhorrent is that we can't do more than one show a week. I love doing this show on a consistent basis, so not being able to do more than one in a week really kind of makes me sad.
It is so comforting, I must say, to see you guys get together, sometimes get together with you guys every week.
Every single week, consistently, with no breaks.
We're dedicated.
Truly.
This isn't a funny matter, Tony. This is serious.
I'm sorry. I got something in my eye and my throat.
Something in your eye and your... Whoa.
Yep.
Matt, why are you at his house right now?
I'm sorry.
Quit putting liquids all over Tony's face and throat and eye and mouth.
I'm sorry, but this tab, there's just so much of it. I literally bought 3 cases of tab today.
You drink that much tab that's
no.
What your semen looks like?
No,
your semen is tab?
Yes.
What?
Sexy back.
And that's why no woman wants it right now.
Dylan, what are you doing?
I'm listening to sexy back.
Why?
Cuz. I can.
We do what we must because we can, Connor.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Song is great.
We were just having a different conversation. All of a sudden, I hear Dylan just singing sexy back in the background.
Don't judge.
I'm bringing sexy back, and I know it.
No.
Okay. Connor, whenever you get married in the future and you invite me to your wedding, if you ever do, I'm just going to tear up the dance floor and start singing in the mic.
I'll play that song.
Please don't tear up the dance floor. That sounds like it'd be very costly to replace.
I'm not sure
what
I'm using right now. The fact that Dylan is being nice, saying Connor will someday get married, or the fact that he'd really want to fuck up his wedding that much.
When did I say that would be fucking up the wedding? That's partying. Party hard. 24/7.
You gotta party hard at weddings.
YOLO.
Party hardy.
YOLO.
It'll be great.
YOLO.
YOLO.
John loves his daddy.
Tony.
Shut up.
Tony.
Shut up.
John loves his daddy.
I'll punch you.
No, you won't.
Okay.
Because you can't.
YOLO. You only love your daddy once. YOLIDO. There we go.
Yolito. All
right, this is disturbing. Let's move on.
Yes, please.
What's our next segment?
Fan mail.
Oh, right. I forgot about this.
So we had one email this week.
One email for the week. Send us your fan mail.
It's a little confusing. I'm not sure what they're talking about.
Just read it, and we'll answer it.
What is going on? My wings have stopped writhing. Did you get your wings or something? We're just left hanging over here. Your fans demand a final and glory-filled flame of dying glory before you all have to go be adults. We demand it.
It's only been a week.
In a world where podcasts completely disappear, the fans are completely hopeless, one shall rise above all the others in a blaze of glory. Make it happen.
Connor, did you write this yourself?
I swear to God I didn't.
I'm convinced you did.
I swear to everything I like in this world, I did not write this.
It's only been a week. There's a lot of glory in there.
There's a lot of glory, a lot of wings.
Apparently, a week is too long to
wait. A week is way too long, apparently.
A week is way too long. I guess we gotta start pumping out two episodes or something.
You know what? You know what we could do? You know what we could do?
What?
Since it's been a good amount of time, you know, a week, we could try some light episodes or something.
What do you mean? Or like a mini series.
Like a mini series of Dylan singing?
Yeah, like multiple mini series. I don't know, man.
Like shorter episodes?
Like tiny, like maybe 4-minute episodes just to throw at them. Or you know what? If they're missing all this fun, we should work together and make a Tumblr where we just put the stupidest of shit possible.
We could,
or they just watch Tony's Tumblr, you know.
No, here, that's an option. I have a
we
better idea.
Road trip.
We all live in our computers and we live stream ourselves 24/7.
I'd live at my computer if I didn't have a job.
Because apparently
I'm getting a job.
No, bring your computer with you to work.
I can't. How am I supposed to operate equipment and drive truck if I'm on my computer?
Learn to operate equipment one-handed.
How am I supposed to climb telephone poles or power poles if I'm on my computer?
Climb one-handed.
Guys, I know the answer.
It is hard to climb one-handed.
No. The Google glasses.
Yes. That's
the answer.
They can see what we're seeing all the time.
Sweet. I can bring them up on the poles with me. Hardcore stripper dancing.
I don't know. I guess they just can't last more than a week without us.
That's what I'm saying, man. Just you know, give them some goods. Or just give them some way of seeing what we're doing constantly.
Yeah.
Fans need us.
I mean, just watch Tony's Tumblr and you'll see all the stupid shit he does.
Hi, what?
Pretty much.
Hell, I'll go over to his house and record him if you people want bad enough. Connor, you seem to be willing to record yourself. And I don't matter. Dylan, you can do as you wish. You're just kind of reluctant to record yourself.
Just make a YouTube account.
I don't know how to record myself.
I don't know how to make a YouTube account.
No, make a YouTube account and then put up hour-long videos of just that picture of a black dude.
Should I have
sexy back playing on repeat in the background?
Every week, the same thing gets uploaded.
No, every day.
Every day.
Consistent basis, hour-long videos of you. And yes. What you do on a daily basis is be a black man, sit still, and listen to Sexy Back for an hour.
I really wish I had photo editing skills so I could change it to Nigel Thornberry and make him black.
That's not too difficult.
It all comes back around. We're back to Nigel Thornberry.
Okay. I'd say maybe the people should suggest more things for us to do because
suggestion, yes.
Yeah, we've kind of run out of things.
Email us at writhingforwings@gmail.com if you have any suggestions for the show. Also, like us on Facebook, leave posts on Facebook, comment on Facebook.
You have a Twitter?
Tell your friends about us
on
Facebook.
We have a Twitter, but it's terrible because nobody uses it.
I set up that Twitter. I don't remember how to log in.
Nigel Blackberry.
Oh, maybe I do. It auto-saved my password.
You guys.
Oh my god, I logged in. I'm on Twitter.
You guys.
Attention, Nigel Blackberry. Everybody, Matt has to shit.
I'm gonna go do that.
Okay. I don't know why he felt the need to type that.
Nigel Blackberry.
Nigel Blackberry.
Okay. We have one follower on Twitter, so go follow us on Twitter.
You have one follower? What?
We have one follower, and I think it's you.
Oh.
Yeah, it's you.
Well, how do you get to our Twitter? What's the...
Here, I'll link this shit.
Oh, it's... Okay, it's twitter.com/...
I don't know if that's...
WFW_show.
Yeah, what he said. Because I don't even know...
I'm trying to figure out how to log in.
Yeah, log in with a username and a password.
I understand that, Dylan.
Podomatic. What is that?
Podomatic?
Yeah.
It's the website that we put our podcast on.
Right. I know so much about our podcast.
You know, it's pretty funny that you didn't know that.
Hey, I'm just the voice. I'm nothing else.
Dylan, you can handle the Twitter because I can't.
Nothing happens on
what
here.
What the password is.
For Twitter?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's like ...
Wow, that's helpful.
I could change it. Password. For
don't say the password.
I'm not. There's a forgot password thing, but I don't remember what email is hooked up to this. Is our Writhing for Wings email hooked up to this?
Just stay logged in. Don't mess with it.
But it logs me out after a certain point in time.
We can deal with it later. We don't need to deal with this on the show.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
It's a matter of life or death.
No, this isn't a matter of life or death. Tony, where are you?
I'm dead. Being hungry.
He's posting on Tumblr.
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Tony, I hate you. I hate everything about you. You okay. Never loved me.
Yeah, you're right.
Damn it.
Glee's version is somebody that I used to know and the original.
What?
Yep.
This sounds very mashed together.
We should have a music break.
A music break?
Yes.
Why?
To play this song that Dylan found that I reblogged.
What song?
It's glorious.
Somebody that I used to know.
What?
Somebody that I used to know.
Wait a minute.
What? But it's the Glee version and the original version mashed together at the same time.
Where is that?
It's on Tumblr.
Yeah, but where on your page, Dylan?
My page? It's not on my page. It's on Tony's page.
Oh. Okay. Are we having a music break, I guess?
We should have a music break.
Is there a download with it?
You can just record it off the thing.
That sounds like work. Can you record it for me?
Fine.
And then send me it later?
Okay.
I mean, we're totally doing this a live music break, everybody.
Yeah.
Let's listen to music for a couple minutes here. This is Glee's version of Somebody That I Used to Know, and then the original at the same time for I don't know if I'm playing. Am I playing the whole thing?
I don't know. It sounds demonic.
How long is it? The whole thing?
It's the full song. It looks like.
Maybe I'll play a couple minutes or the full thing. I don't know. I'll figure it out. Here, music break.
Yo.
Because when we were together.
Wasn't that music break fantastic?
No.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
No, I don't want to. No.
No. Wow. We are the best at everything.
No.
What?
We are the best at everything.
Yep.
Do what you want because a pirate is free.
You are an asshole. Pirate. You're a pirate.
Wait, what? Okay, never mind.
You are a pirate.
No, I'm not. Am I Jack Sparrow? Can I be Jack Sparrow? Just be drunk all the time?
You can't be Jack Sparrow.
Damn it. Damn it.
I'm sorry for ruining your dream of being Jack Sparrow, but you can't be Jack Sparrow.
What? I don't like
it. I feel like we're out of sync.
Probably.
I feel like
on my end we're in sync. So
I feel like there's no point to this podcast right now. Like,
yeah,
just nothing to talk about. We're just singing and music breaks and. Yeah.
We've run out of things to talk about, and we'll be really close to the hour mark if we end it now, so.
Well, close enough.
Close enough.
Close enough.
So this has been the Writhing for Wings crew, back for another week of fun, and we'll, I guess, talk to you next week.
Next week? Yeah. Totally.
Hey. All right, Tony, you want to do an outro? Because I'm bad at intros and outros.
Tony's the best.
So, yeah, hey, dudes, thanks for sticking with us for whatever reason, if you did.
Because they votes.
You mean sticking with us for a week?
A week?
Tony fucked up.
Yes, I did.
I win. Okay. Game over.
Yeah. So, yeah. I love you guys, all of you. So,
mwah! Big kisses to all.
Hearts all around.
All stay the Kokoros.
Stay sexy.
Everywhere.
Our Kokoros go doki doki for all of you.
You're all sexy in my heart.
We still possess all the dicks.
YOLO.
All the dick Kokoros. Okay, so yeah, we're just gonna. I think we're just gonna go now. So, okay. Yeah, bye.
Bye, everybody.
Stay sexy.